the Arctic from coming down and getting upon you. Yeah, so anyway, I just wish everybody, all the politicians, would get some common sense and argue about things. That's the good part. You know, not listen to one group. You know, people have different ideas and bring up different subjects, so it's a thing. And there's nothing wrong with profit. It motivates people to do something, you know? And competition is good. That makes things even better, you know? You get lax sometimes, and our country is kind of lax on things, and China's making everything for us. Your country is, too. You get lax. Because we're, you know, we think we have enough or something. But we need to get on the ball and start making our own stuff somehow. And I forget what global shipping, how much pollution that contributes to the world. But it's a pretty good percentage, really, the ships that are going back and forth. You know, if we eliminated that, how much good pollution would we be missing? And there's nothing wrong with carbon either. You know, everything your clothes that you have on right now, your shoes that are on you right now, the only thing that isn't made out of carbon that came from the air is your belt buckle, probably. You know, everything else is carbon-based. It all comes from carbon dioxide, so. And it's all, you know, you go to a nursery, and these nurseries have carbon dioxide they pump into the place to make things grow better, faster. So there's nothing wrong with it. They make it out to be a poison, but it's not. It's a matter of life and death. If we didn't have any carbon, we wouldn't be alive. We wouldn't be able to eat. We wouldn't be able to do nothing. Every blade of grass is carbon. Every leaf is carbon. Every tree trunk is carbon. Every piece of plastic. Yeah, I think I'm timing out. So system timing out. I don't think my phone is, but I think you're missing some. I was missing some of Lyndon this morning. All right, we'll catch you later.
Okay, Jerry. I'm trying to look on the bubble map, but it's just not appearing. Lyndon's system times out in some fashion. Well, he's not sure what's happening now. I can't get a bubble map up again. Had the same yesterday. Nothing is guaranteed, including bubble maps. Oh, disappeared. Have a quick look, where are we? Connected to Lyndon. Carbon based environment, isn't it? We live in mostly. No, but what we don't want is tip the balance of distribution of the various elements. You want to live within the certain envelope of the percentage of our atmosphere is carbon. And carbon dioxide, and keep the carbon in the ground for the most part, and ourselves. So everything has a place. Again, the manufacturing, this started in the 80s, where it was advocated that businesses should go to China. And they did, and they couldn't wait. Cheaper production, bigger profits. the profit motivation is not the only thing. Otherwise, if we had passing intergalactic travellers, somebody had flogged a planet to them. You've got to be a limitation somewhere. This is where the discussion comes in. What's a profit and what's scandalous? What is damaging and dangerous? The Chinese did not steal the industry. They didn't come in overnight and jack up the factories and take them away. It was our industrialists who couldn't wait to build new factories there. And nobody was reining them in, saying, just a minute, this isn't in national interest. Like they are now, going about microchips and even steel production. We're going to lose the capability of manufacturing the high-grade steel for armaments. And now we've actually got what was theorized a couple of years ago, we've actually got now devices buried in connecting leads and stuff. It comes down to our politics. Anyway, I'll see you later, Jerry. Yeah, see you soon.
Yeah, okay, they're coming here with lawnmowers also, so I'm going to be totally kicked out between the trucks and the lawn service that comes in there. Well, Frank, you keep on worrying about profit, that's all you talk about. Well, profit is good. The competition is what keeps profit from getting out of hand. That's the best way to handle it. You know, if two people are making the same thing, they're going to start lowering prices lower, rather than upping it. Anyway, catch you later. I'm on Mumble, so you wouldn't see me Paul Storm. All right, 73 KB3OA. I can barely hear myself talking. KB3OA off.
Yeah, so look at the right. Okay. 73 now. Yes, he's at ease listening.
VE7FLZ.
T5TG, mobile and monitoring.
Hello? Yes, easily. Was that Linda? Yeah. Linda? Linda?
Yeah, I missed your call there. This is V5TG Mobile.
Oh, yes, easily. Yeah. So, right. Golf HL is a worker. I was just reconnecting things when I heard a voice. Back to the mobile, G8CZ.
Okay, sounds good. Where about you located? I'm up in Swift Current, Saskatchewan.
I didn't get where you're located, but I would think probably 4,000 miles away from me. I'm in Manchester, UK. My name is Frank. I'm in Manchester, UK. Golf 8, Charlie, Zulu Echo. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Swift Current, Saskatchewan, Canada, Western Canada, in the south part of the province, near the U.S. border.
Okay, GHCCD. There's a double click when you disconnect. It's very strange. I got to Saskatchewan because the Derek V5SKN has Saskatchewan net connected to our All-Star group, which is okay at the moment because we're very quiet in the afternoons, which is here this afternoon. And a wet and miserable afternoon as well.